Please pray with me. Lord, we thank you for your word for us this day. We thank you that your word is as fresh and alive as it was thousands of years ago. We ask that you would open our hearts and minds to receive what it is you have for us this day. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you this day and always. Amen. So some of you might be surprised to know that Pastor Paul and I are very different from each other. Yeah, you're not surprised, are you? Ironically, though, when the nominating committee was interviewing Paul and hiring him, they were concerned because they thought that maybe he and I were a little bit too much alike. That's kind of funny, I think, looking back on it now for me. Anyway, besides the obvious differences between the two of us, like gender and age and ethnicity, we have different personalities, temperaments, likes, gifts, skills, and opinions. He's a thinker, I'm a feeler. I like avocados, he doesn't. In fact, he's a little bit of a picky eater, if you want to know. And anyhow, maybe this will surprise you. He and I don't always agree on everything. Yeah, I knew you'd be surprised. In fact, I have this nickname for Paul. I like to call him the contrarian. Sometimes, even if I suspect he agrees with me, he'll take the other side just to be a pain in the neck. No, that's not why he does it, at least most of the time. He does it because he wants to make sure he and the other person have looked at something from all sides before stating an opinion. And he expects the same from himself as well. And yes, it's very admirable. It is. And at the same time, it's irritating as heck. Anyway, as different as we are from one another, we also have things in common. First and foremost, the thing that unites us is our love of God. We love God's creation and we love all of you all. And we are both striving to be fully formed followers of Jesus Christ. We want that for you and we want that for others as well. Oh, and one other thing we like to joke around a lot, and I mean a lot. So today we are celebrating a different kind of relationship, the relationship between Creator, Savior, and Sustainer, or if you're more traditional, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is Trinity Sunday. And so we're going to look at our passage and decide and look at how that might inform our message for today. In our Genesis passage, in which we just read excerpts, we see that at the beginning of creation, God's ruach, or God's wind, or breath, or spirit, moved over the shapeless earth and blew over the darkness and said, "Let there be light," and names the darkness and light day and night. We're pretty familiar with the creation story. We know God created the sky and the earth, and the seas and plants and animals and all the tiny living things. And then God says, "Let us make humanity in our image to resemble us. Let us in our image," the Trinity. Jesus and the Holy Spirit were there from the very beginning in that perfect, harmonious unity. Each of them different, but the same essence, in balance, working together to create humanity in all its diversity. Creating humanity in God's image to resemble God's likeness. Now, I'm not going to spend today trying to explain the Trinity, and some of you might be saying, "Oh, thank goodness," and then others of you are like, "Chicken?" And I understand. The Trinity is a difficult thing to explain or understand fully. And it's hard sometimes to articulate it because there's really no good metaphor or symbol to explain the theology behind the Trinity. My Roman Catholic grandmother went to Catholic school and she used to say, whenever the nuns couldn't explain anything, they would say, "It's a sacred mystery." And I think that it describes the Trinity pretty well. And a lot of people have tried to explain it with different things. The one thing I want to show you today, though, is a Russian icon, and I actually have it hanging behind me, and it'll be up on your screen. This icon was painted by a famous Russian painter, Andrei Rublev, and it depicts three heavenly beings to illustrate the spiritual nature of the Trinity. They look the same to indicate their oneness or sameness with each other, but they're each wearing different colored garments to show their uniqueness. Each garment color has its own symbolism that I'm not going to go into today, but one thing each of them are wearing is a blue garment, and the blue symbolizes deity, and also the fact that they're all wearing blue symbolizes that oneness or sameness that they have with one another. They are seated around a table, which resembles an altar, and they're sharing a meal that symbolizes communion. This painting shows beautifully the unity and diversity of our God. And our scripture today reminds us that we were created in God's image in all of our diversity, and yes, in all of our sameness. God's creation of these two seemingly opposing natures was intentional, not to create division and strife, but to reflect the full expression of who God is. It has been a rough week in the midst of a rough couple of months. But for people of color, it's been a rough time, to say the least, for a long, long while. One only has to turn on the news or look at social media to see just how divided and varied opinions are, even among family and friends. And in the midst of this seemingly insurmountable racial divide, how do we personally and as a church respond? How are we to be the peacemakers in the midst of so much justifiable anger? Eric Law, an Episcopal bishop here in Los Angeles, believes that dialogue, or holy conversations as he calls them, are crucial to bridging the gap of misunderstanding between people. Notice I said conversations, not arguments or rhetoric or slander, but intentional dialogue, intentional respectful listening and speaking is the backbone of holy conversations. I believe it is time, more than time, for white America to admit that we do not and cannot understand what it is like to be a person of color in this country. It is time for us to lean into what it really means to honor and respect the God-created image of humanity in all of its diversity and work toward unity. It is time for us to listen. It is time for us to listen and to work side by side to bring the kingdom of God here on earth. Amen. Please pray with me. Loving God, we are heartbroken over the broken hearts of our sisters and brothers of color. We confess that we have not listened enough, said enough, done enough, or tried to understand enough the fear, pain, hurt, and discrimination that is present in their lives. Please forgive us, Lord. Help us to work toward understanding and peace and unity, even if it means giving up our comfortableness. Help us to bring your kingdom here on earth, where we can live out your intention for all of your creation. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.